You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. All right, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you for joining me today. And today, this episode, well, this is the 10 things the U.S. Army taught me about personal growth. The 10 things the U.S. Army taught me about personal growth. Now, this is a two-parter. I'm not going to make it as long as that other 10 things episode. It's going to be broken up into the first five and then next episode, another five. So let's get started without any delay. Let's move on. The 10 things the U.S. Army taught me about personal growth. And the first one is learn to take the initiative. See something, say something. See a problem, do something about it. See something broken? Well, fix it if you can fix it. If not, find those that know how to fix it and get them to help you fix it. Now, do not wait for someone else to do it. You do it. That's part of taking the initiative. You see something wrong, you need to step up and take that first step. See, ask for permission, though. Sometimes you have to ask for permission. Not always. But when in doubt, especially if you're in doubt, ask for permission. See, explain. When asking for permission, explain what exactly you see wrong and what you're going to do to solve it. And of course, there may be some individual that's already in the military. It usually happens that way. There's already an individual tasked with that. That's their job. That's their primary function, is to ensure that things that are broken get fixed. So whatever the case is, ask. If you're in doubt, ask. So learn to take the initiative. Step up. See something. Don't just hold it in, or it's like, I knew I should have said something. No, that's the worst one, right? That's the worst thing to say. I knew I should have said something. No, say something. Do something about it. Take the initiative. The trash got to get out. Take the trash out. You know, the trash bin is full. Empty it. Right? Your gear is dirty, clean it. Your desk is disheveled, well, you might want to clean it up. It's up to you. But whatever works for you. So again, learn to take the initiative. Alrighty, let's move on to number two. Seek out adventure. Yeah, personal growth is about adventure. It's about getting out there and experiencing things and learning things. So if one thing's certain, there will be adventure in life, not just in the military. I mean, military, you're more apt to it. But in life, there's going to be adventures. And you will see many adventures while in the military. I know I did. Yeah, it's full of adventure. I think we called it fun, travel, and adventure. Yeah, that was it. But hey, it was adventure and adventure. Now, of course, the first letters of those three words were used for something else. But in the end, it still was an adventure. And while some of the adventure may be military related, such as training or live fire exercises or coordinating with other services. One of my greatest adventures was calling in an A-10 airstrike. It was got on the radio, spoke to the pilot, told him where we needed to be, what we needed to do, and where we wanted it done, and it got done. And wow, I mean, you're just pick up a radio, a handset, and you're delivering all of this firepower in one spot. It's insane. But again, that's a different adventure. It's what I signed up for. Other adventures may be, you know, going to a school, you know, going to jump school, going to sniper school, going to Pathfinder school. Again, there's different types of things you can do, and it's an adventure. Now, again, that's in the military, but also that's active duty. In the off duty, you know, there's going to be activities. And again, this is outside of work. I mean, of course, if your work wants to send you a conference to go, if your work wants to pay for a training, go take it. You know, it's less money out of your pocket, right? So again, whenever an opportunity strikes, take it. Because again, everything's an adventure. Everything's a learning opportunity. So some of the off-duty activities may have been like skiing in Bavaria. Oh, that was fun. Scuba diving in the Suez Canal. Now, who can say they did that? Not very many. Deep sea fishing off the coast of Incheon in Korea, South Korea. Again, who can say they've done that, right? Or canoeing up on the Chattahoochee River. Who can say they've done that, right? Not very many, but those that can. And again, each and every one of those, there's an adventure behind it. There's something going on. Seek out adventure. It's out there. Seek it out. Learn to find it. And again, you don't have to join the military to get that kind of level of adventure, but it's still out there. It might cost you a little bit, but it's still out there. Again, hike the Appalachian Trail if you can. Again, that's an adventure in and of itself. Wow, the things I saw in the Appalachian Trail. I didn't do the whole thing, but I've done parts of it. I did it at the beginning there in North Carolina, and then I've done it in Virginia, parts of it, not all of it. Mind you, some of the stuff I saw, wow, interesting. And again, getting there, sometimes the journey is the adventure itself, right? The traveling to get to the beginning of the Appalachian Trail or to get to your part of the Appalachian Trail. Again, it's the journey. So still out there, still seek them out, seek out that adventure. It's just look for it. It's there. Because remember, experience equals wisdom, and experience and wisdom build that craving for adventure. And adventure, whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. It's still adventure. And hey, and later on, you'll look back on it and say, hey, that was an adventure. So that's number two, seek out adventure. Number three, take responsibility for yourself. Now, that really should be number one next to taking the initiative. But take responsibility for yourself. What you do, what you fail to do, what you say, what you don't say, what you should have said, what you must say, and when you must say it, take responsibility. If you said it, own it. If you said it, own it. I mean, you can't skirt it. I still own what I say, because if I didn't want to say it, I wouldn't have said it. And if I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't do it. But I still have to own that. If I don't do it, I still have to own it. If I made a mistake, I own my mistakes. And that catches people off guard so much. It's scary in civilian world that it's scary. It catches people off guard. It's like, well, you were expecting to pass the buck and you took the full blame for it. Well, yeah, it's my responsibility. I accept the blame for that. I'm not kidding. To this day, it still surprises people. But again, it just goes to show the type of people they're used to dealing with. And again, be the exception. Stand out from the crowd. Again, so take responsibility for yourself, for your actions, what you do, what you don't do, what you fail to do, what you started to do, what went wrong, what went right. Take responsibility for it. Because the more and more you take responsibility for things, the more and more you become aware of, hey, at the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to be held responsible for this. And then guess what? You start putting yourself in a better place. And the things that go wrong become less than the things that go right. The things that go right increase more and more. Again, because you're aware that at the end of the day, you're going to be responsible for the outcome. And that's a good thing. So again, that's part of personal growth. So take responsibility for yourself. Number four, keep learning. Never stop learning. You're never too old to learn. And no matter what your situation is, you're never too old to learn. Never be. And it's just a cop-out. It's an excuse. Oh, well, this or, you know, there's nothing stopping you from cracking open a book. There's nothing stopping you from listening to an audio podcast. There is nothing stopping you, right? From listening to an audiobook or a podcast and learning something about other people and learning things. There's nothing stopping you. Keep learning. Take a class. Take a class. Take another class. And next thing you know, you've got yourself a master's. You've got yourself your first bachelor's. You got yourself an associate's. You've got yourself a certification. And folks, one thing about learning and keeping on learning and staying in that learning, lifelong learning mode, is all that knowledge and information that you're given and that you accept and you absorb, no one can ever take that away from you. It's yours to keep forever and ever. You end up with a certification, you've got it. You end up with a degree, no one can ever take that away from you. You went through the tests, you went through the trials, you went through the learning. That's yours to keep forever and ever. Always keep learning, keep reading, keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, keep your mind open. Do what it takes. And stop with the excuses. Stop with the excuses. I've heard some lame-ass excuses in my time, and I probably will hear more lame-ass excuses as we go further and further into the future. But that's all they are, lame excuses. But Dave, you don't know how everyone in their own personal struggles are. You're right, I don't. But why does that have to stop someone from cracking open a book and learning something? Or why does that have to stop an individual from, well, I'm doing this and that's enough. It's like, no, it's never enough. There's always something more you can do. There's always something more you can learn. Always keep learning, folks. Always keep learning. Number five, volunteer. To grow and learn more and faster. This is the fast track to learning more and to growing, is to volunteer. Be a volunteer. Doesn't matter what you volunteer for. Oh, well, I volunteer once a year, feeding people in the soup kitchen. That's fine. You're doing that, but you know you're building the year to get to that point to do it again. You do that. Volunteer, step up. There's a problem, say something. There's do something, get involved. Get involved, take that initiative. But volunteering, folks, you're never gonna learn more, you're never gonna grow more than by volunteering. Because again, it's a shared experience and you're not just learning from about what it is you're volunteering for, but you're learning about the people that are also hear the calling to volunteer, that step up in volunteering. You get to learn from them too. So definitely volunteering is a fast track to growing and learning more. So without a doubt, step up, volunteer. It doesn't have to be anything huge. It doesn't have to be anything grandiose and over the top. No, what it does, it has to be something. And something you're passionate about. That definitely helps. The passion helps. So again, consider volunteering. It is a fast track to learning and growing. So there they are, the five things. There's five more. That's on the next episode. There are five more, but the first one is volunteer. Keep learning. Take responsibility for yourself. Seek out adventure. Learn to take the initiative, folks. That's it. Those are the first five. We'll talk about the other ones in the next episode. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com, and there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please, do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra, dave_guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.